Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Well, hello, and welcome to the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Today, we're going to look at family trees, imperfections, and hope we can find in how God works. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, I am Pastor Gary Bush, and this is the At the Table podcast. I am so glad to be bringing you this message today. Before we jump in, let me pray for our time together and that God will open our hearts and minds to this compelling message of grace and redemption. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Today, I pray as we reflect on your work in our lives that we would be open to what you have for us. I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in and through this time to draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, today we're going to look at family trees. And in this first segment, we will see that the messiness of family trees is very evident in all of our lives. We all have a family tree, don't we? With branches that we reach back into history's file filled with diverse and colorful characters. I don't know about you, but I certainly have plenty of colorful characters in my life. Some branches of this family tree are sturdy and could be considered pillars of support, while others, well, we'd prefer if they went unnoticed. Perhaps you've joked about having a few nuts in your family tree. Or maybe you've realized that you look around and you think, man, I don't have any crazy elements of my family tree. Perhaps, maybe it might just be you. Now I'm reminded of the movie, The Christmas Vacation, when the Griswold family is out looking at the lights that are on the family house. And they look around and they find that Cousin Eddie has arrived. And Cousin Eddie is one that is, well, just a bit out of place, that stands out, and perhaps brings attention that family doesn't want to bring. Jesus had a family tree, and there was certainly plenty of people in his family tree that you could point out. But as we look, it is filled with a wide array of characters. Some are righteous, some are flawed. Jesus' lineage includes people like Noah, Abraham, Sarah, and David, each with their own stories that include both perfection and redemption. It's fascinating to consider why God, who is a perfect God, chose to work through imperfect people as he unfolded his perfect love story, his plan of redemption. And I think we look at it, we can reflect and see that it is definitely a testament to how God sees the potential in our messy and knotted lives. God's plan wasn't just an amazing story, but it is a story of redemptive purpose. And this brings us to a profound truth. God uses imperfect people in his plan of redemption. Look at Rahab, a former prostitute who recognized God's sovereignty and acted in courage and faith. Ruth, a Moabite woman, displayed loyalty and faithfulness, becoming part of Jesus' lineage through King David. Then there's David, a man who was called a man after God's own heart, yet he was guilty of both adultery and murder. And Solomon, he was very wise, yet incredibly indulgent, which led to his heart drifting away from God. Each of these people had glaring imperfections, yet God worked through them. But why? Well, because God doesn't discard us for our flaws. He doesn't call us out for them. Instead, he sees the finished product and weaves our imperfections into his grand story of redemption. This Christmas, remember that the star-heralded Savior, Jesus, calling the imperfect to his perfect love. Jesus is all about the outcasts. People everywhere are searching for hope this Christmas season, especially at this time of year. Yet life's challenges of loss, illness, financial strain don't pause for festivities. Intertwined with joyous carols, struggles often amplify, reminding us of life's harsh realities. But here's the good news. Jesus' arrival means that real hope is found in God's unchanging character and plans, not in our shifting circumstances. Let me remind you, as I say often, that God's character, God's plan, is not dictated by our situation. Rather, it transcends it. What's crucial to grasp is that God's story is one of redemption. In Romans chapter 3, we see that all have sinned and fall short. But yet, if we continue reading in verse 24, we see that through Jesus, we are justified freely. It's a story of redemption, initiated at the dawn of creation, echoing through the promises of Abraham, and fulfilled in Christ's birth, death, and resurrection. God's promises are unshakable. From Abraham, a promise was made that through his lineage, through his line of people, all nations would be blessed. Despite the human flaws, these promises unfolded, reaching their climax in Christ. As Galatians affirms, if you belong to Christ, then you are part of Abraham's seed, heirs according to his promise. Hope is found in how God works. Imperfect people become vessels of his perfect love and will. Redemption is not just a promise. It's a reality available to us through Jesus. His promises are not only about future glory, but they empower us today to walk in faith, spreading this hope and love to those around us. So where does this leave us? In the midst of our imperfections and challenges, what is our response? My prayer for each of you is that you hold tightly to God's promises, especially during this Christmas season. Amidst life's trials and holiday hustle, let's focus on the presence of our Savior. Embrace the hope and the redemption found only in Jesus, and share it generously with those around you. Remember, God works through our circumstances for His purposes. As followers, we have been given a message of reconciliation, a story of hope to share with the world in need. Just as we've received the hope of Christ, let us give it away, whether through kindness, words of encouragement, or sharing the story of faith. Let's make the Great Commission a priority in our lives. As we close today's reflection, remember that God's plans aren't thwarted by our imperfections. His redemptive story told through flawed individuals is a source of tremendous hope. Let's respond by living lives that reflect His love and grace. Thanks for joining us at the At the Table podcast today. If this message has uplifted you, share it with friends who might need encouragement. If you have any questions, please let me know. In the show notes, you will find a link to the Ask the Pastor section. Here, you can submit questions, and I will answer these questions on a later podcast. And be sure to join us next time as we continue exploring faith, hope, and love through every aspect of life. I hope this episode has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. May you find joy and peace in this Christmas season, rooted in the enduring grace of Jesus. Take care. And God bless.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.